Today's daf is Brachos daf Samach. And the Gemara says in daf Samach Amud Beis, in Brachos daf Samach Amud Beis, Ki manach tefillin ad da'arei, that when someone places tefillin on his arm, lema, I should say, Baruch asher ki disham mitzvah laniach tefillin. He says, the bracha of laniach tefillin. Areshe, when he places a tefillin on his head, he said, Lema Baruch Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tefillin. You make the bracha on Mitzvah Tefillin. Okay. So it seems from this simple reading of the Gemara is that you have two brachos. When you put on your Shel Yad, you say Laniach Tefillin. When you put on the Shel Rosh, you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And the Rambam doesn't understand it like this. The Rambam says the following in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dal Alacha Dalid, Ketzad Bevarachim Al Shel Rosh Bevarach Asher Ki Yitzav Zvonu Al Mitzvah Tefillin. On the Shel Rosh, you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin, Al Shel Yad, Asher Ki Zvonu Laniach Tefillin. So far, so good. But then in Halacha Hey, he says, Bamed Var Murim. When do we say this Halacha that on the Shel Yad, you say Laniach, and on the Shel Rosh, you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin? He says, this is kisheniach achas mehen. It's only when, let's say you only have a shel yad or you only have a shel rosh. So if you only have a shel yad, then you recite the bracha of laniach tefillin. If you only have the shel rosh, then you only recite al mitzvah tefillin. Aval im hiniach shteihem, but if you put on both of them, mevarach bracha achas vehi lehaniach tefillin. You only recite one bracha, which is lehaniach tefillin. There is, when the Gemara says there are two different brachos, one for the head, one for the arm, that's in a situation he's saying, if you're in this situation where you put on the arm, then you make this bracha. Just the shel rosh, you make this bracha. But in most instances, when we put on both the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, you only recite one bracha, and that is lehaniach tefillin. And that's, in fact, how the Sfardim, that's how the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins in Aruch Chaim, Simon Chav Hei, Seif Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that he says, V'yaniach shel yad tchila, you put the shel yad first, V'yavarach laniach tefillin, and you recite the bracha laniach tefillin, V'achach yaniach shel rosh, and you recite, and then you put on the shel rosh, V'lo yavarach kiim bracha achas lishteyam. You have one bracha on both of them. That's how Sfardim Paskin in terms of the brachos. But the Ramah says we don't follow the Rambam. We follow, let's say, the way the Rosh understands. There are many other Rishonim understand it, that on the Shel Rosh you recite Mitzvah Tefillin, and on the Shel Yad you recite Laniach Tefillin. Now, because we're a little nervous, we're Jews, we're a little nervous, and we're nervous that maybe the Halacha is like the Rambam. So what if the Halacha is like the Rambam? So maybe that's a bracha levatala. If indeed the Halacha is like the Rambam, then maybe when we said the bracha of Asher Ki Yishav Zvanu Al Mitzvah Tefillin, that's a bracha in vain. That's a bracha levatala. And that's unnecessary. So because we are concerned for that position, in other words, we feel that really the Halacha is that we need a second bracha. But just to be on the safe side, that's why the Ramah writes that after we say the second bracha, you should say, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, is after you tighten the Shel Rosh, then you say, Baruch Shein Kavod Machol So, the Olam Voed. This is what we say very often. If we say a bracha, that might be a bracha in vain. So then we say the line after is Baruch Shein Kavod Machol So, Olam Voed. So therefore, even though we generally are not following the Rambam, and we're saying two brachos, one for the Shel Yad, one for Shel Rosh, to be concerned with that position that maybe the bracha al mitzvah tefillin is a bracha levatala. So after we tighten the Shel Rosh, the Mishnah Berurah says we have to make sure you do it after you tighten it, not before, because you need to. He writes that if you recite the bracha, if you say Baruch Shem Kavod Levoed before you tighten it, then there's a hefsek between when you put it on and when you make the bracha. So therefore, notice when you make the bracha on the Shel Rosh, you have to fasten it to the Shel Rosh to your head, and once it's tightened, then you say Baruch Shem Kavod Machol So Le'olam Voed. Okay, Rabbi Chanan.